Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about being open to the messages from your animals that have crossed over and ways they may be communicating with you. Healing after the transition of your pet can be overwhelming and filled with lots of emotions and yearnings. So often I hear from my clients that they just want a sign that their beloved animal's okay, that they're having fun and they're healthy or not feeling pain. These clients are searching and looking for a deeper understanding to support their healing process. And I think that's truly amazing. And I've seen and experiences personally, and also through supporting my clients through the loss and grieving process, as each of them have searched for answers and those deeper meanings from their pets. And so with that in mind, knowing that there are many reasons your animal reaches out to you to connect with you and send you signs to support you after they've transitioned, there's so many reasons. But I want to share a key reason that I've seen over and over again while supporting clients through this process. This key reason is your animal is reaching out to you and connecting with you and sending you personal signs to show you that the soul is eternal. They're trying to show you that there is life after leaving the physical body. Your animal is working with you to open, build, and increase your channel of divine communication and connection. He or she wants you to know that their energy, their soul, still exists beyond the physical. And when you transition, yours will too. The path to this connection, the signs and the communications, is deeply personal and based on the highest healing for each soul. It's not based or coming from the ego or the mind or what the ego or mind wants or how it should be or expected to be. And I know this may be challenging to hear, as the desire for a sign can be so great that it gets lost in how it should be versus letting it be exactly what it needs to be and show up in the way that best serves your soul. And I'll speak more on this in a moment. Another reason I want to share that your animal communicates with you from the other side is to help you heal your heart and support you in stepping into that next phase of your journey. Animals often know before you do when you're ready for the next phase or part of your journey. This always happens when they transition. We question, we wonder, like, why now? Why this place? But what I've learned and seen is that animals always transition at the right time for the soul, for their soul and your soul, and they always hold that in mind in holding the deeper reasons and healing being offered. This is part of the healing process. Looking back, I now understand when my heart dog transitioned, it was a pivotal place in my life. At the time, I didn't know it or fully understand, but she had prepared me for the next phase of my journey throughout the whole entire walk with each other. The grief process was so hard for me to get through, but as I was able to heal and move through that, I found more of myself and started understanding what she had done for me and how she had done that and how she had prepared me for this next phase of my life. Even though it felt like my heart broke and would never heal, she was in turn healing that broken heart. She was healing it beyond anything I could ever imagine through her connection, the signs and ways she showed up to me. Of course, this took time and patience and lots of sadness and tantrums and anger and frustrations of wanting her to show up this way or that. But in all of it, she best served me in continuing to teach and support me from the heart. She would show up in ways that I needed or that I needed to grow into or to understand or to release, to surrender. And this was pivotal for me when I realized I had to surrender to the process. I had to release the mind's expectations, the needing to prove and to allow for the highest expression to emerge. And this new perspective changed my life. It truly changed my life. This deeper understanding that she had prepared me for this moment, for this change, to be able to stand on my own two feet, to love myself deeper with more respect and compassion, was huge. I couldn't see any of that when I lost her from the physical. I was so hurt, so angry, so upset, so lonely. But the more I surrendered into this perspective, the easier it was to connect with her and hear her messages and signs. I was no longer trying to control how I wanted her to show up, but allowed her to show up and work and help me build that trust in the timing of it all. And part of moving into this deeper allowing and trusting is being able and open to receiving your animal's messages. And what I mean is by truly being open to how your beloved animal is sending messages and not from what the mind wants or for proof or control. Your animal knows exactly how you need to receive the messages and when and for your highest good and growth. I want to share a beautiful healing example of a client and her dog who were reaching out because she wanted to know more. She wanted to understand. She was angry and frustrated, but she wanted to know if her dog was okay because she didn't feel she had received a sign. So she booked a session with me, and as she shared, after her dog transitioned, she was so distraught with grief. She decided to go to the coast because that was their favorite place to go. They loved the coast playing and watching him run around. He loved the ocean with his tennis ball. And so she's walking, crying, and in her anger and frustration and grief, she's walking on the beach watching the tide come in and out. And there was nobody else on the beach. She had that private moment, which was beautiful. And she was describing the scene, and she said, on her walk out of nowhere, this tennis ball rolls up out of the ocean. And she'd been watching that before. There was no tennis ball in the surf, which wasn't there. And all of a sudden it just appeared, and it rolled within 20 to 30 feet of her feet. And in her grief, she told me that she'd picked up the tennis ball, and in such anger, she threw it back into the ocean, yelling and screaming because she'd been asking for a sign and her dog wasn't giving her a sign. And so she left and went home and really was frustrated. So that's why she reached out. And she was sharing with me how hurt and betrayed and angry she felt. And during her session, what was beautiful as the healing energies were coming through, as her dog showed up, she started to understand that her dog was actually there with her. And what her dog was showing me was that she had actually sent that tennis ball through the water to show up, to roll right up to her feet, to remind her of the happy days, of how much fun he had, of how much love, and that the fact that she chose their favorite spot, he reached out and said, Mom, I'm okay. Here's a sign. Here's a tennis ball. Remember those times. And when she started to realize that and the tears came up, there was an immense healing and a doorway that opened up with this realization of what was really happening. And it helped clear out a layer of grief. It helped release some of that anger and hurt. And she went from thinking she had missed a sign to then realizing that she was trying to control it and force it in a way that came from the mind and not the heart. And here her dog was truly supporting her already. And the beautiful part about this is it started to heal that heartache on a level and allowed her to move through the grief even more quickly. But it started to open her eyes to the possibilities of ways her dog had already been communicating with her and ways that he would continue to connect with her. And so I share this because it's easy to miss signs. It's easy to discount them, to try and doubt them, or feel like the sign wasn't the way the mind wanted it, or maybe I made that up. But this is part of that healing process and opening into the deeper connections of surrendering and trusting. There are so many ways your animals can send you signs and connect with you. It may be similar to the tennis ball example, or through a feeling or a sensation, maybe seeing their shadow go by the room, getting images or impressions, or feeling that they're next to you, whether it's energetically or being spiritually present. People share that ladybugs, butterflies, dragonflies, pocket change or bills, feathers show up when they're thinking about them or asking for a sign. And so what's important is that the understanding that they may channel their behavior through other pets as well. Or they may send you a sign, not right away, because I know it's in the mind and the grabbing and I need to know now. And they're saying that's not the highest and best. And then they say, just relax and feel the emotions. Let that come through you. That's what you need to do right now. And then you can feel into their energy. Sometimes Shelby would show up on my bed feel her laying next to me or sitting, leaning next to me on the couch. I'd see her flash by a corner of the room. I'd get these different sensations and hear her. So there's all different ways that they can show up. And again, these are just a few examples because it's so deeply personal between you and your pet. And I'm sharing this because it's easy to miss those signs when the mind takes over, when the grief, when the pain. It's easy to drop into that doubting or I need to prove. But when we let all that emotional energy start to move, which is what your animals want, to help you move through that emotional energy, let it flow through you. Then you can be present and say, wow, that tennis ball was really a gift from my beloved dog on the beach. And your animals are not trying to make it complicated or hold back from you. They are absolutely not doing that. It's totally the opposite. They're trying to reach you. They're asking for you to open your mind, drop into your heart, and not second guess or discount things because there is no quote unquote proof. They're giving you the proof through the connection to that heart knowing. And you're going to find the more you drop into that, you feel that proof, that anchoring in the heart and the energy of it. And this openness comes from the heart and starts to let go of the doubt or the mind stories that it can't be them or it's not possible or you made it up. This can block the connection sometimes. So remember, your animal's not holding back, but serving you in a way to continue helping you heal and move forward into the next phase of your journey. They are teaching you deeper nuances of connecting to spirit. When and if the doubt comes in, acknowledge it and then drop into your heart and feel into the truth of it. Feel into their vibration, into the sign, into the interaction. Your heart knows the truth. Then let the mind know that you know this was a sign, a feeling, or an impression from your beloved animal. And then as you follow that with gratitude for receiving the message, being open to how and when it showed up, surrendering to the process and to your animal. It's the acknowledgement and gratitude that builds your channel of connection and communication from a place of non-attachment to the outcome or how the mind wants it. This fuels a pathway to more awareness and moments together. Your animal loves the celebration, acknowledgement, and gratitude. And I suggest to my clients to keep a journal of the messages. Keep a journal of the way your animal is connecting and communicating with you. I mean, we're talking from the smallest things to the largest things to even the things you may doubt or question, right? This is so powerful because it builds a new perspective and relationship with the spiritual side and the reminder that you and your animals are made of the very same spiritual essence. So you can connect with them. That heart energy, that love crosses all time and space. Your animal is teaching you how to connect with yourself, your energy, and your soul. It is truly amazing how they continue to serve you and help you grow even after their transition. So let's thank and celebrate all the amazing souls that have crossed over and continue to help, guide, and support. If you're struggling with the grieving process, letting go, or seeking deeper answers and understandings around your pet's transition, schedule your private intuitive session using the Book Now link in the show notes or by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in the healing process. In the next episode, I will be sharing more about your animal's role in healing. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.